Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks very much for being with us. Bill Menner is our guest. He is the Rural Economic Development Director for the United States Department of Agriculture, and he is winding up his appointment because it is a presidential appointment to the area or for the administration. And I guess when the administration changes, you change. Is that right?
That's the plan. You know, the president gets to pick his or her
right.
own person for this job. And, you know, it's been the best job ever the last almost 8 years. But, you know, this is a position where you're representing the administration's priorities
right.
and delivering those priorities to rural Iowa, rural America. And it makes sense for the president to have their own person in that position. So while this has been a great job, I've been President Obama's and Secretary Vilsack's person in the state, and it's been great, but next president gets their pick.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I have seen plenty of Secretary Vilsack over the past couple of months. He has been back in Iowa often.
I was with him on Saturday.
Were you really?
Yeah. We were down in southeast Iowa at a company, a welding plant, that just installed a huge solar array. They're now powering themselves 100% with solar energy.
Isn't that amazing?
In the little town of Pilot Grove, Iowa.
Really?
Yep.
Good for them. You know, this kind of opportunities are so amazing here in Iowa. You know, we continue to see small companies and large companies reinvent themselves and utilize all kinds of eco-friendly devices to get the job done.
At the end of the day, it's all economics.
It is economics.
How do you change your ROI based on reducing the cost of your energy?
Right.
And if you're a rural company, you can look to USDA for help in installing those sorts of systems, and at the end of the day, change your bottom line and improve your cash flow.
And it's a great opportunity, you know. And I have to just because he was our governor, not only that, but because he's a policy wonk at the same time, which is kind of an interesting thing. But Tom Vilsack is an amazing individual when it comes to understanding the complexities of not only agriculture, but also economic development.
There was an interesting feature on him on the front page of the Washington Post this week, talking about him being a voice in the wilderness, fighting for rural America from his post as the Secretary of Agriculture. And they went on to talk about his current battle on the opioid addiction, you know, crisis in mainly rural communities.
Right.
But it was a broader sense where he basically worked with the president, and they created the White House Rural Council to focus the administration's collaborative efforts on rural places. And when I hear him on the stump, he's talking about rural development, not my agency, but the broader sense of how do you help small towns and how do you help the rural places thrive and how do you build places where people want to live.
Yeah, as mayor of Mount Pleasant, he had a firsthand look at small town Iowa.
He sure did, and I know he has watched carefully the work that this agency has done under my leadership the last, you know, 8 years, and I know where the first page he turns to when he gets a report on how the states
you
are
betcha.
Doing. I'm pleased to say he's happy with the work we've done because it's been gratifying and it's been impactful. And it's not me doing the work. It's the 90 people that work for me across the state. You know, they deliver the programs. I get the chance to celebrate it and make sure that other rural residents and rural leaders know that the Department of Agriculture has a whole swath of programs and resources that lots of people don't know about.
Absolutely. Bill Menner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's winding down his career at the USDA in rural economic development. You just came out of Fort Dodge, didn't you?
The Professional Developers of Iowa, which is the statewide association of economic developers, is having their fall conference there this week. And so I ran up for the day, and the governor and the lieutenant governor were there, and I had a chance to hear some keynote addresses. Ernie Goss from Creighton University was there talking about his rural Main Street Index. So it's a good chance for me to talk with the economic developers who actually use our programs, or I hope are using our programs in small towns, and chance to celebrate and see all the amazing stuff that's going on in Fort Dodge and Webster County.
Yeah, and that has come back quite a bit. It was a dark spot for a long time in Fort Dodge, and so they, as well as many other places across Iowa, are starting to feel the effects of a positive turn in the economy and also individual income. I mean, we just had a news story today, a 1.2% increase in personal income in the state of Iowa.
And that dovetails perfectly with the story last week, which indicated that that for middle-income Americans, correct, that their incomes are, middle-income Americans have seen their incomes rise, including rural residents. We've seen unemployment in rural America drop below 6% since the first time since before the recession, and we're seeing childhood poverty drop for the first time since the recession hit. So these aren't ebbs and flows. This is the product of a long-standing, long game on how do you create opportunity in rural places and help those people who need help the most.
You know, sometimes when one listens, and if you listen to toxic talk radio, and I'm throwing my bones around here to these talking heads that talk about how bad and how awful and how terrible America is. If you listen to some of the political people out there, you'd think that we're going to hell in a handbasket. But when all of the facts absolutely refute that, they were doing pretty well.
And
given.
I mean, this is a challenging time right now for farmers and ranchers.
Absolutely.
I mean, commodity prices are down. You know, they're losing money based on where the commodity prices are, based
absolutely
on the cost of their inputs. But at the same time, you know, the rural economy has to take agriculture and a lot of things, other things into consideration, and manufacturing and service industries and the bio economy, they all kind of factor in. And while there may be a difficult time right now for producers, you know, the whole point of what we're trying to do is to add value to what they're doing, so it's not just a single effort.
Absolutely. You know, we just had Bill Menner, ladies and gentlemen, is with us, and we're going to get into a real quick report card here, but we just had the economic development director from Hancock County on, which was really interesting. Their unemployment rate in Hancock County is like 2.3%.
That's a challenge right now, and
that is
workforce. Someone told me, another economic developer from another rural county, that she had thought about going to a trade show to try and drum up more business. She decided not to go because she couldn't in good conscience tell them to come there that they would find workers. You're exactly right, and we're hearing that across the state,
yeah. And one of the things, and we shared with Jill, who happens to be from Hancock County, about, you know, maybe not going to Omaha or Des Moines to seek workers, but go to some of those disadvantaged places, maybe some of the places in the Rust Belt, and start talking to people who are unemployed there where the unemployment numbers are a little bit higher, and get them to come to Iowa because we have a wonderful state in which to live. Bill Menner is our guest. Let's talk just a little bit about the report card. How much money has gone in from the USDA to rural communities here in Iowa?
Just from my little agency, Tiny Little Rural Development, we, since 2009, have done almost $5
billion. $5 billion. What does that mean? I mean, when you talk about $5 billion, is that new money going into these places? Is that investment money going into rural Iowa? What is it?
It is, at the end of the day, it's capital flowing into these small towns. It's capital in the form of a guarantee for a mortgage to help a family buy a home in a small town with no money down. Or it's us making the loan ourselves because the bank was hesitant because they were concerned about the repayment ability. We looked at that family's finances and decided we could make that loan. So we're helping families buy homes. That's not just putting money into local financial institutions or supporting them. It's actually supporting home builders, renovators, and shoring up the economy. It's water and sewer projects. It's health care. We've invested almost $500 million in hospitals and health care facilities since 2009. It's small business loan guarantees, giving the banks the confidence to make a loan to a small business in a small town, knowing that the government is backing at least a percentage of that loan to give them a little comfort,
yeah,
to open up that their pocketbook and make that loan. So that's significant. And you know, I think about the impacts of those small towns and on those people that live there.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah, absolutely huge. Bill Menner, ladies and gentlemen, from Rural Economic Development for the United States Department of Agriculture. One of the things that is lacking in many parts of rural Iowa, and we touched on it just a moment ago, is housing. Many of these places out there have got all kinds of jobs going wanted. I know Winnebago Industries was talking about that they've got needs for employees all over the place. But one of the problems is trying to find a developer that'll go up there and build multifamily housing.
Multifamily housing or single-family housing or rehab of existing,
sure,
housing.
And there's lots of that to be done.
If you look across rural Iowa, you have lots of single-family homes that were built prior to 1940.
Right.
We have some programs that can help elderly individuals rehab their homes. But still, when you're a young family thinking about moving into a small town and you want to buy a single-family home and it hasn't been updated in 50 years,
yeah,
that changes the equation. But that still has to be factored in by that town when they approach their housing strategies.
Interesting stuff. Bill Menner, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. But what are you going to do?
I have no idea.
You're too
idea.
Young to retire.
I'm too young to retire. I've got it's a race to the finish. So much I want to accomplish the next 4 months that I'll sit down probably after the inauguration and think about whether maybe I go back to radio.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It would be.
Yeah, we'll maybe find a place for you. We could talk about rural economic development all day long.
But right now I'm winded because there's so much to do between now and January.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you so much for your work on behalf of Iowa and the Department of Agriculture. Good stuff, and we've certainly been a fan. Thank you.
I appreciate the time.
All right. Bill Menner, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to step aside real quick. Check out what happened today on Wall Street. This is the Business News Hour.